Hi, and thanks for listening to KSUT. I'm Sarah Flower. Today, as we are joined every Monday with Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Leanne, thanks so much for joining us here today and giving us our weekly COVID-19 update.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
It's been a big week, I will say, in the numbers and following San Juan Basin Public Health Department data dashboard. Certainly in this past week, the numbers have gone up. Let's talk about it.
They have gone up. We have increased access to testing in our local communities, and we've done that with some great partnerships and support from healthcare facilities. And it has resulted in more people being able to get tested. And we have found that the driver of our increased caseload are people who are seeking care and seeking testing because they are symptomatic. And we're finding quite a bit of household transmission in this big increase that we saw this week.
You know, nationally, I've been reading that it's been a lot of small gatherings. And as this week is coming up with 4th of July, and the governor has said this too, the importance of not gathering. I just feel like people are sort of over this, Leanne. And I've been noticing it all over, that groups are just kind of getting together.
This has just been a terrible experience for everybody. But how do we, figure out how to take care of ourselves and take care of our lives and, our livelihoods, but also limit spread of infection? So, other places around us are seeing the drivers of their increased cases being parties and bars and young people. We haven't seen that yet in this community. So I suspect we will at some point, but you're exactly right with your observation around, the holidays and get-togethers. We're very concerned that as we move into the July 4th holiday, understanding the fatigue that we all have and the desire to connect with friends and family, that if we have larger gatherings and aren't good at maintaining social distancing and good practices when we're having those gatherings, we can see more of this household-to-household spread.
So far, San Juan Basin Public Health Department has been able to do 100% contact tracing. Are you guys going to be able to continue to do that as these cases increase?
Well, I think that's kind of a big question on our minds. We do, Colorado Safer at Home order expires on June 30th, and we do expect that tomorrow there will be an announcement of how Colorado moves from Safer at Home into the next phase, which is Protect Our Neighbors. We would guess that Protect Our Neighbors will go slower than initially was anticipated because so many surrounding states have seen increased cases as they've opened up. So Protect Our Neighbors is the next phase. It does allow for more organized events and more community gathering. And that really becomes the hiccup if you have outbreaks in those types of gatherings, whether or not any local public health or state health department has the bandwidth to do complete contact tracing of everyone that attended.
We have talked about that a lot in contact tracing and quarantining and the ability to isolate. All those are big factors, and that's just for one party. So to continue to do that for major outbreaks, I feel like that sounds to me as a citizen really taxing on a public health department.
It is. I'm not going to say that it's not going to be. And that is, part of the concern as we move through the next phases is the infrastructure there and can we contain cases as they occur? And if we are able to do all of the contact tracing and find out everybody who's been exposed, does each individual who is potentially exposed have the resources to successfully isolate or quarantine, right? Because that in and of itself is a really difficult thing. So when we're in a stay-at-home order and someone, you call them, you let them know that they've been exposed, they potentially come in for a test, find out that they test positive, they're already in a stay-at-home order. So they are potentially working from home or not at work if they're not an essential worker. They've already made arrangements. Their children are not in school. So there's already like kind of a built-in ability to quarantine and isolate. as we open up economies, you know, everything gets more complex. We come into contact with more people, and the people that we come into contact with are also out in the world having more contacts with other people. So that's the thing that we're trying to do as a public health community, is kind of offer the same level of protection that we had before, and also get back to normal life. And that requires everybody being vigilant. It requires everybody doing their part. And, you know, we still have to stay 6 feet apart, wear face coverings when we can't stay 6 feet apart, wash our hands, stay home if we're sick, and get tested if you have symptoms. I mean, those are the things that we all do as individuals. And then we hope that public health can build the infrastructure to take care of the rest.
Leanne, in the last week, we have jumped in over 20 plus cases in La Plata County, and Archuleta has maintained at 8. Does this big jump in the last week surprise you?
You know, we have, we're open for business, right? And everybody is talking about seeing more tourists in town, more people coming into the community. The more people you're in contact with, the higher the risk. That's just simply the way it works. So we have chosen to have more contact. You know, everybody around the country has, and now we're seeing the result of that, which is, you know, cases are going up. The question is can we contain before it turns into a out of control surge, which is what we've seen happen in some neighboring states?
Absolutely. I mean, Arizona was saying over 150% of their increase, which Arizona, Texas are the states that they're saying is on fire on a national scale. And who's the biggest tourists in this region is generally, you know, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. Are you allowed to say if people are the contact tracing leading back to tourists, or is that hard to say? Is it the chicken or the egg kind of situation?
A lot of times it'll be chicken or egg. We won't be able to tell, right? I mean, if you pick up a case and you do contact tracing and you find other cases as a result of that, you may never get back to the index case, because we have community transmission all around the country, right? So we won't be able to definitively say all of the time, you know, this is how it happened. There is modeling done, though, that describes kind of where cases are growing and how one community affects another through tourism or second home ownership or that sort of thing. So, you know, in broad strokes, that stuff will get modeled out and people will look at it. But I think the most important conversation for us to have as a community is, what can we do in this community to keep rates of transmission low, right? And so even if people are coming here from other places that maybe don't have face covering orders or aren't practicing social distancing as well as Colorado has been, or at least as well as, you know, Southwest Colorado has been, because we've done a really good job down here, we as, you know, residents of this area still need to role model the behavior that we want everyone in our community to participate in.
Nationally, Leanne, it appears that in the younger demographic is where it's spiking in cases. So maybe the death isn't going really high, but the positive case counts are people in their 20s and 30s. Are we seeing that here on a local scale?
So we have not seen that to the degree that some of our neighboring West Slope communities have. So there are certainly a number of examples of Telluride, Creed, I think Ouray. There are heightened concern in communities, neighboring communities, about parties and bars being sources of transmission for young people in our communities. So we, knock on wood, have not had to do a really in-depth investigation of parties or bars yet. But I still think we are probably running that risk, and we are working really hard to get the word out that young people can be asymptomatic carriers. They could be pre-symptomatic. They could have mild infection. But any infection that gets passed around in the community eventually is going to get passed on to somebody who is not going to be so lucky.
Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Anything else you'd like to add for our listeners here today?
You know, we are going into the 4th of July holiday, and while we have talked here that a lot of our transmission is household to household, as opposed to other kind of West Slope communities that have seen a lot of parties and bars being sources of transmission, we really want to encourage people, you know, everyone has cabin fever. People want to get together. Anytime we're around other people, we are increasing our risk, but we can do things to more safely get together with other households. And so if you are planning, you know, 4th of July activities, just, you know, really be thoughtful around how you do it, right? Like, you can get together. Households should not be sharing space. They should be separated by at least 6 feet to other households. Keep your event outside. You know, I know that what we want to do is share food when we're together, but the idea is if each, you know, kind of household or family brings their own food, doesn't share utensils, really careful with our alcohol consumption, because it's hard to remember to social distance when we've been consuming alcohol. You know, if we take those steps, we can really get together much more safely, and that's going to be important for this community.
Leanne Jalan with San Juan Basin Public Health Department, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.